Today I want to explore the non-reactivity of negative thoughts. I'll do this through a visualization meditation that I've created. If you're able to, close your eyes. Come into a seated posture. And see yourself sitting on a train platform. So you're just sitting on a bench. And you're not here to travel anywhere, just to watch and learn. To learn something about yourself. To contemplate. Trains are coming and going, and they are stopping right where you are. Each are going to different destinations. In pulls the train of pain. You know it's a train of pain because on the front is written destination despair. The train of pain has a provocative crowd inside. The passengers are shouting at you, swearing, telling you you're worthless and a loser. You start to get angry. It continues, prodding away. Eventually, you stand up from the bench, fist clenched, and you stomp up to the train. But just before you board, you stop. You stop yourself from boarding. You know the destination of this train, and you do not want to go there. The faces on the train are miserable. They fell for the provocation and boarded, and now they can't get off. You can see their twisted faces. They're being pulled along to where they didn't want to go. Not you, though. Coming to awareness, you unclench your fists and gently walk back to the station bench. You sit down and the train pulls away. You watch it go down into the depths of a valley. You sit for a while and you observe more trains coming and going. Each of these trains has a different emotion written on the front, but you're not here to travel anywhere. You've learnt a great lesson. Knowing this, you stand up and leave the station. You walk over a road and across a sunlit meadow, feeling free. Your heart is singing to the birdsong. Now, negative thinking and seeing a negative thought are not the same thing at all. There's a world of difference between the two. Negative thinking has the power to utterly destroy you. But seeing a negative thought and not reacting to it, not boarding that train of pain, this, done over and over again, has the power to free you. So remember as you go about your day, when people provoke you and situations provoke you, just watch and learn. Feel what's happening in your body. Feel your heart race. Feel your stomach clench, your hands clench. But just observe. Don't board the train of pain. I'm using Instagram a lot these days, so it would be great to see you over there. I'm doing a lot of my quotes on there, and I'm also doing some Instagram live meditation sessions. So please come and join us. Also, if you've enjoyed this podcast, it would be really helpful if you could give us a 5-star review. I'd be really grateful for that. And that's it. That's it for this week. So have a great week and thank you for tuning in and see you soon.